Genesis 41:42 says, "And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck." As we see the life of Jesus pictured in the life of Joseph, we must understand that a type is also called a shadow for very good reason. Types are not exact copies or duplicates. They are a shadow of things to come. If you stand in the sunlight at about 3 p.m. on a bright sunny day and you look down at your shadow, any intelligent person can look at that and see that the shadow is their own shadow. And when I was a kid, and my kid brother, my dad, my mom, or my sister would stand nearby, I saw their shadows and easily recognized that those shadows were not my own, but I knew exactly whose those shadows, each of those shadows belonged to. Now, if a complete stranger stood next to me, then I would have known that their shadow isn't mine, but I would not have known whose it was. And I certainly couldn't have given an exact description of hair color, eye color, skin color, clothing, facial hair, etc. That's how types work, just like shadows. And many people don't recognize the types and shadows in Scripture for the very same reason I couldn't recognize the shadow of a stranger next to me. If you don't know the Bible, you can't recognize the shadows. And those who don't really know Jesus won't really get what we're saying about Joseph's life being a type or shadow of the life of Jesus. That's why we do these devotionals, to help people get to know Jesus. But those who really do know Jesus see Joseph depart from the promised land in Egypt, leaving his father behind, and we recognize the shadow of what Jesus did. He left his father in heaven and came into this world, and Egypt is a type of this world in Scripture. In the previous About Jesus devotional, we said this, quote, "And while the circumstances were different, the result is the same in the life of Jesus, as we read about the adoptive father of Jesus, who just happened to be named Joseph." And as we know, Jesus was adopted by his earthly father Joseph. We then recognize the shadow of this found in the life of Joseph in Genesis, who was adopted as a family member by the Pharaoh when we read in our text in Genesis 41:42, where Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand. Joseph was placed in the position of the son of Pharaoh and given all the rights and duties of the son of Pharaoh, just as any adopted son would be given, and as Moses came close to being given. And all of this happened when Joseph was an adult of about 30 years. As we read in the first part of Genesis 41:46, and Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And wouldn't you know, we then read this about Jesus being adopted by Joseph in Luke 3:23, and Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, which was the son of Heli. Now, their positions were a contrast during their earthly lives. Jesus was a lowly servant while Joseph ruled Egypt. So in that sense, Joseph serves as a type of Jesus in his future kingdom glory. But in his relationship with Pharaoh, Joseph was treated like a son, just as Jesus was treated like a son by his adoptive earthly father, Joseph. So much so that he was known as the son of Joseph, as Luke's gospel tells us, and we read. And in Matthew's gospel, we read that the men of the synagogue of Nazareth heard him teach with authority, and they asked in Matthew 13:55, "Is not this the carpenter's son?" Yes, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of the carpenter Joseph by adoption, pictured in the life of Joseph, where if we really know Jesus, as presented in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we will recognize him in type and in shadows as the one beloved of his father who came into the world pictured in Egypt in Genesis. After being betrayed by his brethren for pieces of silver, adopted as a son by an earthly father, and there's much more in the life of Joseph that will teach us more about Jesus as we see, Lord willing, and the church don't rise.